Jim, welcome to Beijing.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
When were you last in Beijing, Jim?
I was here in March of last year, again visiting some of our alumni.
March last year? That's just over a year. There must have been changes since you were here.
I haven't been in Beijing this time long enough to detect those changes, but perhaps the longer I'm here, the more I'll see of that.
Were you here on a visit with Principal Muscatelli?
I was indeed. I was part of that visit last year.
I had the honour of interviewing him, and it was great, the sentimental attachments to what we affect actually called the uni.
Well, Glasgow University has obviously been around for a long, long time. It has a very proud history, and people who work there become very attached to the institution.
I was very pleased to be associated with it many years ago after graduating from Strathclyde and going on to postgraduate at Glasgow. It was a great time, wonderful memories.
Yes, I mean, I think, like yourself, I was a student at Strathclyde. I worked at Strathclyde for many years, and I've now moved to working at Glasgow University, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Strathclyde, we both started on exactly the same day in exactly the same lecture theatre many moons ago.
I don't think we will say how many moons ago it was.
I look back on those days in some ways. Scotland has been a great place for educational opportunity regardless of your background.
Scotland has always had a tradition of encouraging people to engage in education regardless of your own circumstances. That's a tradition that goes back several centuries. And it continues today, and it continues in the universities today.
I was very proud of my education, both at Strathclyde and at Glasgow. It gave me a great start to life. I realised I was mixing with people from a whole range of backgrounds there, particularly at Strathclyde.
Yes, I found exactly the same thing. I mean, I came from the east of Scotland to study in the west of Scotland, and I encountered groups I'd never actually come across before. I came from a very small village, and I was living in a large city. The range of people you came across, the backgrounds that they had were all quite diverse. It was a wonderful personal development experience.
But Scotland, the population of Scotland is only 25% of the city of Beijing, where we are now. And yet, Scotland has got this amazing worldwide reputation for academic excellence. And the proportion of universities to the population must be one of the world's highest.
Yes, it is. I mean, Scotland has a large number of universities per head of population. But again, that's part of the education heritage within Scotland. Some of these universities go back centuries. And since the 12th century, universities have been developing in Scotland. There's always been a very high emphasis on education within Scotland. That emphasis has been consistently supported by governments. So I don't think it's any great accident that Scotland is such a leader in world education.
Well, we were told this even when I was at school, that Scotland had the education second to none. It's possibly this reputation that brings so many people from overseas countries who come to study in Scotland.
Yes, I mean, Scotland was always preeminent in terms of primary, secondary, higher education. It's undoubtedly the case that some other places have caught up, and indeed in some areas perhaps are now stronger in Scotland, but Scotland remains towards the top of the education league tables.
We are part of United Kingdom, and one of the things is the education in Scotland is quite different to the education in England. When we were at school, we had a broad education at higher level, and this broad education gave us a lot of chances, a lot of choices.
Yes, that's undoubtedly true. In much of the United Kingdom, the curriculum in secondary schools is very focused on a narrow range of subjects. In Scotland, it's much broader. And when you go to university, the curriculum there is much broader. So you get exposure to a whole range of different areas of thought that you might not otherwise have had. And I think that is enriching for individuals.
And our day as undergraduates, our first year with five subjects, one of which had to be a science-related subject, even though we were in the arts faculty.
Yes, I mean, I remember as an undergraduate doing five subjects, the compulsory element of that was statistics. It seemed a bit odd at the time, but actually it proved to be valuable to me later in my professional life.
You are based at Glasgow University. Glasgow, west of Scotland, quite remote almost from the rest of Europe, yet Glasgow has this reputation as a city of academic excellence. There's something about Glasgow, where it's several universities it's got.
Yes, I mean, Glasgow is a major educational hub within the UK. It's got a very large population of undergraduates and postgraduates. Within the wider Glasgow city area, there are four universities, and again, it reflects the importance of education within Scotland. But Glasgow has emerged from its industrial past to now prove to be a major provider of higher education.
And also, Glasgow, for Scotland, Glasgow is really the major cultural centre. The BBC is based there. Many of the arts are based there in Glasgow.
Yes, I mean, Glasgow is a major centre for a whole series of things. A lot of the arts activity within Scotland is based there. There are major museums, huge cinemas, there are theatres, there are orchestras based in Glasgow. Beyond that, there's a very rich sporting tradition, lots of sporting activity, and Glasgow is actually a very attractive city for many people to live in.
You're making me homesick. But when we think of the university which you are working in, Adam Smith Business School, that university dominated the skyline. Gilmer Hill sat up there on top of the Drumlin, this mound of glacial deposits. It sat up there overlooking the city, so everybody looked up to the uni. It was something about this looking up as a kid. I want to get up that hill.
Well, Glasgow University sits on Gilmer Hill. It commands a wonderful view of the city, both to the north and to the south. Out of my office window, if I stretch a little bit, I can see the River Clyde, which is a major source of activity for Glasgow. But everybody is aware of the position of the University of Glasgow on the Glasgow skyline.
The university is one of the oldest in Britain.
Yes, undoubtedly. It's one of the leading oldest universities within the UK.
Glasgow University has not sat on its laurels, not sat on its reputation. It has come through to emerge as one of the leading universities in Scotland, nationwide and worldwide.